Welcome to this lesson on resampling a Reese patch for old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old school DNB vibe. In this session, we're going to turn a clean synth bass into something that feels like it came off a cracked warehouse sound system from the mid 90s. Raw, wide, a little unstable, and full of attitude. The big idea here is not just making the bass louder, it's about printing a bass sound that already has movement, grit, and character, so you can shape it like audio instead of endlessly tweaking a synth patch. That's a really important mindset in drum and bass. If you leave the bass live for too long, especially a Reese, it's easy to get stuck endlessly adjusting filter settings, detune amounts, and effect chains. Resampling gets you out of that loop. You commit to a strong take, then edit it like a breakbeat. That's very old school jungle energy right there. First, we'll build a simple Reese instrument. Open a new MIDI track and load a stock Ableton synth. Waveitable is a great choice, but Operator works too if you want a more stripped-back sound. Start with two saw waves. Keep one slightly detuned from the other, or pitch one an octave apart if you want a fuller movement. Add a low-pass filter with moderate resonance, and keep the width under control. The key thing is this: don't let the sub get too wild. In drum and bass, the sub should usually be disciplined and centered. The Reese's identity comes from the movement above it. If you're in Waveitable, a good starting point is a saw-on oscillator 1, another saw-on oscillator 2 with slight detune, a 24 dB low-pass filter, cut off somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz to begin with, and just a touch of resonance. If you use Unison, keep it subtle. We want pressure, not a massive washed-out stereo pad. Now write a short bass phrase. Keep it simple, like one or two bars. Think in terms of a classic jungle or roller groove. Leave space for the snare on 2 and 4. Let the bass answer the drums instead of stepping all over them. A solid old-school pattern might be one longer note at the start of the bar, then a shorter answer before the snare, then a gap, then maybe a passing note into the next bar. You can keep the note choices basic and effective. Root, minor 3rd, 5th, maybe a little passing tension note if you want more bite. The point is phrasing. A Reese that behaves like a breakbeat instantly feels more authentic. Before you print anything, add some movement. This is where the sound design starts to come alive. Use Ableton stock devices like Auto Filter, Saturator, Roar, Phaser Flanger, and Utility. Try automating the filter cutoff so it moves over the phrase. You don't need huge sweeps all the time, just enough motion so the audio print has personality. Add a little saturation to bring out harmonics. If the bass feels too polite, drive the saturation before the filter. If it gets muddy, fix the source first rather than trying to rescue it later with heavy EQ. A nice rule of thumb is to keep modulation effects subtle. You want the Reese to feel alive, not seasick. A little bit of movement goes a long way in jungle and DNB, especially once it's sitting with a break. Now let's set up the resampling route. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track, and make sure your MIDI bass track is playing. If you want more control, you can route the synth to a group bus and resample that instead of the raw instrument. That can be a really smart move if you want to print a more controlled signal chain. While you're recording, keep an eye on headroom. Don't smash it into the red unless digital clipping is part of the sound you want. In general, aim to leave yourself some breathing room, something like minus 6 to minus 10 dB of headroom on the way in. That keeps the print usable later. And here's a coach note that matters. Commit early. Once the Reese has the right attitude, print it and move on. Too much tweaking at this stage usually kills the urgency. You want to capture the energy, not polish it into the ground. Record a few passes if you can. Print one clean version, one more driven version, and one with extra filter movement or performance tweaks. Having multiple takes gives you options later in the arrangement. In DNB, a single bar of audio can become a whole section if the energy is right. Once you've got the audio, consolidate the best bits into a tight clip. If it's already in time, you may not even need warp. Then start editing it like a breakbeat. This is where resampling becomes powerful. Cut the clip into bass hits, tails, and transition pieces. Trim the silence between notes if you want a tighter groove. Create gaps before snare accents. Duplicate strong attacks if you want call and response phrasing. You're no longer relying on MIDI note length alone. You're physically sculpting the bass around the drums. A really effective arrangement move is this. Use a longer note in bar 1, then a short jab in bar 2, then a little silence, then a filtered tail, and then maybe a variation on bar 3. That keeps the bass line feeling like it's evolving, instead of looping in a predictable way. Now that it's audio, we can process it more like a mix engineer would. A practical chain could be EQ8, then saturator or roar, then compressor or glue compressor, then utility, with drum bass if you want extra attitude. Use EQ8 carefully. If the low end is messy, trim the problem area gently. A low cut around 25 to 35 Hz can help if there's unwanted rumble. If the bass is clouding the snare, a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz can open things up. If you want more presence and bark, a modest boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help the Reese speak on smaller systems. Then use saturation to thicken the sound a bit. A few dB of drive is often enough. Glue compressor can help keep the resampled bass under control without flattening all the movement. Just avoid overcompressing it until it loses its life. One thing to remember in this style is that a little roughness is good. You do not want to sterilize the sound. Old school pressure often comes from imperfect, slightly aggressive audio. The goal is a print that feels like it was captured from a serious system. Now, if your resample lost its foundation, layer a separate mono sub underneath it. This is very common in drum and bass, and honestly, it's one of the smartest things you can do. Use operator or a simple sine-based wave-eatable patch for the sub. Keep it mono with utility set to zero width. Follow the root notes exactly, keep the envelope short, and avoid wide stereo effects. The resampled Reese should carry the movement and aggression. The sub should carry the weight. Think in layers of responsibility. One layer owns the low end, one owns the growl, and one owns the stereo motion. That separation is a big part of making the track translate on club systems. If you try to make one bass do everything, the result usually gets messy fast. From here, build variation into the arrangement. Use the cleanest version of the bass in the first 8 bars of the drop, then bring in a dirtier or more filtered version later. You can also use chopped versions before the second drop, or add a reverse tail into a turnaround. In old school jungle and DNB, arrangement is often about controlled repetition with small, meaningful changes. You do not need a totally new bass sound every 4 bars. You just need enough movement to keep the pressure building. A little cutoff automation, an octave jump, a bass dropout, a reverse swell, or a more aggressive second phrase can do a lot of work. If your track uses an amen style break, pay close attention to how the bass leaves room for the snare ghost notes and break to tails. The bass should support the break, not fight it. If the bass feels huge on its own but flattens the groove once the drums come in, reduce the low-mid overlap instead of just turning it down. That's a mixing decision that matters a lot. Before we wrap up, check the bass in mono. Use utility on the bass bus and make sure it still feels powerful when narrowed down. The pressure should come from the arrangement and the harmonic content, not from a wide low-end smear. Listen for a few final things. Does the bass stay strong against the kick and snare? Is there harshness in the upper mids around 2 to 5 kHz? Does the bass still feel solid when you collapse it to mono? If the answer is yes, you're in good shape. And here's the bigger lesson. A resampled bass that is already balanced will handle later processing much better. It will take saturation, limiting, and final glue more cleanly. That's why this workflow is so useful for mastering-minded DNB production. For practice, try making a 2-bar resampled Reese phrase in about 10 to 20 minutes. Build the patch. Write a short MIDI idea using only a few notes. Automate the filter once, add a touch of saturation, resample it, chop it into at least 4 regions, and create one variation by removing a note before the snare. Then add a mono sub and compare the loop with and without it. Finish by checking the whole thing in mono. If the bass feels like it belongs with an amen, a break, or a half-step drum pattern, you're on the right path. So remember the core workflow. Build the Reese with movement first, print it, edit it like audio, keep the low end disciplined, and arrange it with space and tension. That's how you get that old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12. Tight, dirty, controlled, and ready to hit hard.